This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me on Stockbox today is the Executive Director of Kvango Resources, Ben Turney. Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Mark. Thank you for having me back.
It's good to be talking to you again, Ben. It's been a little bit quiet at Kvango, but you know, you've been busy, haven't you?
Oh, extremely busy. I mean, it might appear that it's been quiet. I know that the news flow hasn't been much over the last month, but we've got a huge amount going on behind the scenes as we ramp up activity across all of our project areas. So we're expecting to release results sort of, you know, over the coming weeks and informing the market about, you know, the excellent progress that we continue to make.
Well, hopefully the news flow does start to flow, Ben. And of course, today we're talking about news that's been released today, which is the encouraging AEM results from the Kalahari Copper Belt. So first of all, why have you carried out this airborne electromagnetic survey on the KCB?
So the Kalahari Copper Belt is one of the world's leading frontiers for copper exploration. Pretty much a month doesn't go by without there being a major new discovery. Unlike in the Kalahari Suture Zone, where we really are breaking new ground in terms of the methods that we're deploying to unlock that region's potential, in the Copper Belt, there have obviously been a succession of major discoveries. British investors will obviously know all about the success that Metal Tiger and MOD Resources had with T3, which was subsequently bought by Sandfire. So the exploration methods in this region, they really are tried and tested. So we're going down a well-trodden path. So we know the techniques that are used to discover these major copper-silver deposits. And for us, our exploration plan was always very clear here. We would start off with soil sampling and ground survey work, which we started in the fourth quarter of last year, I should say. And our plan was always to fly these airborne surveys. But we were quite fortunate. A window of opportunity opened up where the contractor, SkyTEM, a very well-known service provider in this space, they had some spare capacity. They approached us and asked if we would like to take that capacity up. So we leapt at the chance. We obviously have the joint venture with Power Metal Resources. So Power Metal covered their half of the survey that was flown over the South Guernsey project. And of course, the LVR project areas, we covered the cost of those. So it was just one of those situations where we had an opportunity presented to us. So we leapt at it, and this was the obvious way for us to move exploration forward in these very exciting and prospective license areas.
Okay. And what kind of targets are you seeking?
So we're obviously after copper silver deposits. Those are our main targets. We're expecting that they'll be relatively shallow. As we've announced to the market, we've had very encouraging soil sampling results and ground magnetic surveys. We've done quite a lot of reinterpretation of the regional geological survey maps. So we believe we've spotted, you know, a few things in the underlying structures that haven't been previously identified. And those have helped sort of guide where we've been looking. Now, the results from the soil sampling in particular were so encouraging. We felt that the next obvious step was to take the sort of more sophisticated, advanced airborne EM surveys, which obviously we've just flown. So what we've now got to do is the data has been sent off for final processing. We've obviously got the initial results, which our in-house team has taken a good look at. And we've got some, you know, some very good-looking maps as things stand today. But before we start jumping up and down and getting too excited, we obviously need to do the final processing run so that we can get a more comprehensive and definitive set of conclusions.
And on the project then, how are the projects structured and who are your partners?
So I've obviously just mentioned Power Metal Resources. Mm-hmm. So that's the main our main focus. We've had a strategic joint venture with Power since September last year, which is on a 50-50 basis. We're currently in the process of spinning that project out of Kvango through a new vehicle that we've set up that we announced to market. I'm not sure we've actually announced the name so far, but we've called the company Kanye Resources. So that PLC is now up and running. We're looking to list that towards the end of the first half or the start of the, the second half this year. And obviously, you know, we're very, very happy to be working with Power. Paul Johnson, CEO of Power, has got a fantastic track record in the Copper Belt. He was the man who originally brought Metal Tiger into that MOD resources deal, which obviously led to T3 and the huge success they had there. So for Paul, this is an area that he knows extremely well, and we've obviously benefited greatly from his experience, plus obviously the fact that we've been able to manage risk by splitting the costs. But also with our team as well, what we're able to provide is, you know, our expert in country team. We now have four teams operational across our different project areas. So we're in a position where we can really accelerate exploration and hopefully get to a point where we make a major discovery. So that's the South Guernsey project, which is near the town of Guernsey. The other project area is with a local Botswanan company called LVR Geo Explorers. And in that project, Kavango is earning up to a 90% stake in two other project areas. Now, prospecting licenses, I should say. Now, one of those prospecting licenses, the northeast one, that's particularly exciting. It's very close to Kuprik Canyon's Banana Zone discovery, which is, you know, one of the major discoveries that there's been in the Kalahari Copper Belt. And we've had some very, very encouraging results there, both in terms of soil sampling and the initial results that we've seen from the airborne surveys. That does look particularly exciting. So sort of between the LVR projects and the Power Metal Resources strategic joint venture, we're feeling quietly confident the way things are developing. And we're looking forward to drilling later this year.
Okay, superb. So having done this airborne electromagnetic survey, what's it shown? What's it demonstrated? And what is next for this?
Okay, well, we have to obviously be a bit careful here about sort of saying what it's demonstrated. We must emphasise these are preliminary results at this stage. We do need to go through the full and final data processing. But what we've seen so far in terms of the anomalies that have been identified in the surveys, they conform both to our interpretation of the regional geological setting, so that's very encouraging in its own right, but also conforms to the areas where we would be hoping to see these sort of some more intense fields, which are aligned, you know, quite nicely with the soil sampling lines that we've run, as well as obviously the ground magnetic surveys that we ran. So it's a bit early to start sort of talking sort of too definitively about this, but we've already seen quite encouraging alignment across all of our license areas.
It does seem to strike me every time I talk to someone at Kavango that the more work you do, the more studies you commence, it seems to prove up what it proves the theory. I think the work you do, the studies you commence, seem to just build up evidence, more and more evidence that what you think is there is actually there. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got to say, full credit to our team. We've got a fantastic group of technical people working in the business. We've obviously, investors know well, Mike Moles and Michael Foster. You know, between the two of them, they've got over 70 years experience, and, you know, they've had some big successes in their careers. So, you know, at the top of the company, we've got sort of, you know, fantastic skills and experience. But then throughout the business itself, we have Hilary Gumbo, who's one of our co-founders. You know, he's a very, very, very well-respected geophysicist and geologist. So he combines the two, both skill sets. And we have Eddie, who's our exploration manager in country. He's doing a wonderful job. And sort of underneath him, they've recruited some fantastic staff. So our field teams really are, you know, staffed by some up-and-coming talent. And one of the things that I've been most impressed about since joining the board of the company is just seeing how well our operations in Botswana have come together, and sort of how successful these guys have been. So it's not really a big surprise to me that we're gathering more evidence, because we started off with very sound exploration hypotheses, and so far the work in the field is confirming all of that. And I think sort of coming in from the outside, this was certainly one area of the business that I, as an investor, and subsequently, you know, helping the company out with its communications, I hadn't really fully appreciated just quite what a superb team this company has put together. So I'm not surprised we're having as much success as we are, and I hope this continues. And ultimately, what we all really hope is that we're able to make one or more major metal discoveries.
Okay. Well, Ben Turney, the Executive Director of Kavango Resources, thank you very much for your time, and I hope that we can catch up again fairly soon.
Look forward to speaking again. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.